Auto Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beat buzzing with you today. Phil Sang joining us from the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Back with Phil after this.
When long-haul, high-risk cattle arrive, for many it's a march toward bovine respiratory disease. Bacteria are taking hold. The infection is starting. But don't worry yourself sick about BRD control. It's time for new prescription Zactran. In field trials, Zactran controlled BRD in most high-risk cattle for the 10-day study. Now your new arrivals can breathe easier, and so can you. Stop worrying about whether they're going to break. Ask your veterinarian about a real alternative for 10-day BRD control and treatment. Because it's critical, it's Zactran. For use in cattle only. Do not treat cattle within 35 days of slaughter. Because a discard time in milk has not been established, do not use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, or in calves to be processed for veal. The effects of Zactran on bovine reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. See our ad in Beef Magazine or call 888-MARY-01 for full prescribing information.
2010 was a great export year for U.S. beef. 2011's been even better thus far. And Phil Sang, President, CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, says clearly the star of our export market activities, the Pacific Rim, and especially a couple of countries, Korea and Japan.
Yeah, we've seen almost 100% increase this year over last year when it comes to Korea. We're looking at about a 70% increase when it comes to Japan. These markets, as you know, Japan's had a setback with the earthquake and with the tsunami and then the nuclear issue. And then, of course, now they've had this issue with the cesium in beef, which has actually encouraged consumers to actually look at imported product more than their own domestic product. With Korea, there's been really a strong interest in Korea, strong buying interest in Korea. That economy is performing very well. It's growing at about a 7% clip. We've been very, very, very fortunate as far as the way that growth has gone on. Again, I think when we look at Greater Asia, if you look at Taiwan, we've had a relatively good year there. We're down a little bit in Taiwan. That's the only market that we're down, and that's more related to this ractopamine issue or that's been an issue with Taiwan since the beginning of the year.
Zeroing in on the Korean market, Phil Sang says we're doing a good job of recovering nicely in this post-BSE era.
I think that number one is we were able to reacquaint the Korean consumer with our product. In the past, before that market closed, 2003, we had 67% market share of all domestic and imported beef. We were by far and away way in command. What's happened is that since the advent of the opening of the market, we've been able to go back, and our first target was basically targeting the people who were the heavy users of our product in the past. And, of course, they remembered this. When we sell our short ribs and these types of things in Korea, it's going very, very, very well. We've had a huge campaign that we've conducted. Oklahoma's been very strong behind this. They've helped fund this. Of course, the checkoff, and, of course, government dollars through the MAP program. But we've initiated a two-trust campaign. And we've used television advertising. We've done everything as far as all sectors of the Korean market, and I think it's really paying off. It's a market where you can actually see where you do intense marketing efforts. It does pay off.
A lot of politics going on right now with that free trade agreement with South Korea. If we remain in limbo on that, how much do we get hurt in that marketplace?
Well, I think number one is it hurts us from the standpoint that not only are we having access there now for beef, but for all products, and especially in access into the Korean market, the duty in Korea is one of the highest in the world. It's a 40% duty. So the sooner we can engage the Koreans and start that process where they're going to reduce that duty, that's going to be, for years to come, it's going to be an inducement for them to buy more of our product.
Talking beef export opportunities in South Korea with Phil Sang of the USMEF, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.